For those of you who are Harry Potter fans, I guess you would label me as a muggle, because I would not be a purebred Catholic. My mother converted to the Catholic faith while waiting for my dad's imprisonment under the communists. Her faith is very simple, very basic. And there are days that I would wish and hope that she would grow in her own faith by reading the catechism, by reading the scripture, by growing in her faith. And as a matter of fact, when I was younger in my formation year at a seminary, there were times that I was very bold with her and frustrated with her and sometimes angry with her, wanting her to grow in her faith. But yet, I have come to realize in my own way of my arrogance of my impatience and of my unkindness that I had to accept how simple her faith is. And so it is okay that I am a muggle, not purebred Catholic on both sides, right? And my mom's side of the family, many of them are still Buddhists or ancestral worshippers. But my mom converted and changed her way and have faith in God, because her faith, even though very simple, is founded on one simple fact, that God is faithful. It might not be good enough for me, because I desire much more for my mom, but I have come to realize it's good enough for her. This is where her faith is founded. It gives her much comfort back in the past, in the present, as well in the future. She might not know how to express a lot of the things according to the catechism, according to the scripture, according to what I would like her to be. But her faith is enough for her that God is faithful. My brothers and sisters, sometime at the people who are devoted or pious or have a desire for sanctity and holiness, we want other people to be the same. But perhaps we need to come to realize that conversion looks different for each person. Each and every one of us, though, have to change our way, have to seek conversion, not just the conversion of other people, but the conversion of ourselves. Just like the parable today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus invites us to recognize how much the Father really loves us. How much the Father really loves us, so that we change our ways and return back to His love. My brothers and sisters, we must change our life each and every day, not just one time, not just a few times. And holiness is not just for the priests, the religious, or few individuals. It's for each and every one of us. We are called to be holy. We are called to be more Christ-like each day through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, to truly embrace our vocation as Christian, to be daughters and sons of God, our Heavenly Father. My brothers and sisters, Jesus taught us that, as we have heard in the second reading today, that St. Paul teaches us the Philippian hymn, Jesus, who, even though was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped. Rather, He emptied Himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. Kenosis, He emptied Himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus emptied Himself and becoming obedient to the will of God, gave Himself up for us. at expiation for our sins. He died for us. How many of us can say the same, that we have emptied ourselves and have died to ourselves so that we seek God first and love Him first? How many of us have emptied and reprioritized our love for materialistic things, love for this world, love for power, love for wealth, love for prestige, love for influence, love for popular opinions and other things? How many of us have emptied ourselves so that Christ Jesus become our model, our example, and our way of life? My brothers and sisters, we must empty ourselves by reprioritizing our life so that as we empty ourselves, God become the first, the most important priority of all. My brothers and sisters, conversion begins with us. We must change our life so that Christ who had to teach us this kenosis, the empty love, become our priority so that we become more like Him each day. I wonder how many of us are willing to do what Christ has done. Not just in words, but in life, in deeds, in action. Many of us are so worried about having more. Whatever this more is, we just want to have more. As soon as we have something that we wanted, we want more. We want more of this, we want more of that, we want more of whatever. Just more. And then we get frustrated, we get angry, and we get envious, we become jealous of other people when we don't think we have more like them. But yet at the end of the day, the simplicity of heart helps frees us from the enslavement of this world so that we can have more of Christ instead of have more of this world. My brothers and sisters, how is your prayer life? How are you and I seeking to lift our hearts up to Christ Jesus in our way of life? How? And when we come to prayer, what do we do? Are we able to be at peace? Are we simple in our prayers, or have we complicated things? Perhaps we have lost the simplicity of heart, the heart of a child trusting our Heavenly Father to become more Christ-like through the power and working of the Holy Spirit to empty ourselves. So heed to the words of St. Paul. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory, but humbly regard others more than important than ourselves. Each looking out not for his own interests, but also of others. We must help each other to become saints. We must think of ourselves less and think of Christ more, so that we can choose this conversion of heart so that He lives in us and through us. My brothers and sisters, the world needs you and I. Not to force things upon them out of self-righteousness, but to help them seek how loving God is. So that if they see how wonderful God is through our life, our words, our action, and our deeds, they want it too. We must, my brothers and sisters, regard others more important than ourselves. Looking out for their interests, help them to become saints. We believe in the communion of saints. Therefore, Let us pray for those who have gone before us and imitate the example of those who are in the Church of Glory, imitating how they lived their life for Christ, how they let go of all things so that Christ become their everything. Let us seek the conversion of heart and recognize that conversion comes differently for each person. But for us, we must prioritize our life, our values, our days, and our prayer and our worship so that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is our everything.